Olivia Helps with Christmas by Ian Falconer. And beautifully read by me, Dame Edna. And little Ian, who's a darling, has dedicated this book to his dear father, who never got to see Olivia in the flesh or in print. "'Twas the day before Christmas. Olivia and her family had been out all morning, busy with last-minute shopping. Oh, Olivia was exhausted, yet there was still so much to do. Olivia told her father and Ian to put up the tree, so she could help her mother with William's lunch. "Olivia, what are you feeding him? Blueberry pie? Oh, darling, that's going to make him sick. Oops!" By 4 o'clock, Olivia was getting impatient. "Sweetheart, Santa won't be here for hours," said her mother. "Now wipe that soot off your snout and help me untangle these lights." "Mommy!" "Darling, it's much easier if you plug them in first. There, isn't that better?" Finally, the tree was trimmed. "5 p.m. Santa watch. No Santa. Rain. Olivia wanted to be even more of a help. "Mommy, may I set the table for Christmas Eve dinner?" "Oh, yes, Olivia, that would be very helpful." "Why, that's beautiful, darling. Where did you ever find that perfect little..." "Tree. Would you like to help me build a fire, Olivia?" "Daddy, what could you be thinking? Do you want to cook, Santa?" "7 p.m. Santa watch. No Santa, but no rain." After dinner, the family gathered to sing carols. Softly, they started. "Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains." Olivia always lets go for the chorus. "Gloria!" Finally, the most important task of the night, leaving treats for Santa Claus. Olivia said, "Now it's time to wait." Her mother said, "Now it's time for bed." But Olivia wasn't at all sleepy. She tossed. And she turned. First she was hot. Then she was cold. Then she heard something on the roof. Could it be Santa? It seemed she would never get to sleep until she woke up and saw that it was morning. Olivia ran to get her brothers. Noiselessly, they crept down the stairs. Snow, presents, stockings. And look, cried Olivia, Santa ate all the cookies and milk. Now, children, said Olivia's mother, finish your breakfast, and then you can open your presents under the... tree. It looks like someone just learned to walk. Some of Santa's offerings were better than others. Pajamas. Skis. Sweater. Sled. Booties. Maracas. The children thanked their parents for a wonderful Christmas, and Olivia announced, Now I have a present for you. It's a self-portrait. Won't it be beautiful over the fireplace? Well, said Olivia, I think I'll hit the slopes. Skiing takes more practice. Olivia and Ian worked all afternoon to make a snowman. Olivia dressed it. That evening, Olivia finally allowed her father to build a fire. The family sat and warmed their trotters while Olivia's mother brought them steaming mugs of hot soup. Soon it was time for bed. But Olivia wasn't at all sleepy. Or so she said. But before the lights were out, she fell into a deep, dreamless Christmas slumber. Well, not quite dreamless.
Olivia Helps with Christmas was written by Ian Falconer and read by Dame Edna Everidge, with music by Peter Minton. It was produced by Elisa Shokoff for Simon & Schuster Audio.